Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. This is National Farm Safety Week, an opportunity to remind farmers and others about the importance of safety and self-care during the hectic harvest season. University of Minnesota Extension farm safety and health educator Emily Kreckelberg joined the Linder Farm Network's Linda Brecke to discuss farm safety, including grain bin safety.
Anytime you're doing work around a bin, it's great to just, if you can, have somebody with you, or at the very least, let somebody know so that they can come check in on you. We know things happen, freak accidents happen, anything can happen on a farm. And, you know, like I say, you may do something a million times, but it only takes once. And so absolutely making sure that you're using a buddy system or a team approach to doing any work around your grain bins. And of course, if you do need to enter a bin or be in an area to fix something, making sure you're using a lockout takeout procedure. So fully powering down and disconnecting that equipment and putting some sort of tag or zip tie on that switch so others know this is turned off for a reason. That is a huge, huge way that we can keep ourselves and others safe as well.
Also a good time to talk about roadway safety. What are some recommendations for farmers and also for others traveling the roads during harvest season?
Yeah, so just like we talked about in the spring, this is a busy time on the roads where we have farm equipment sharing the roads with vehicles and others on there. And of course, it can really cause some conditions for some unsafe things to happen. So as a reminder to farmers, when you're on a roadway, make sure your tractor's flashers are on, have your slow-moving vehicle emblem attached to both the tractor and the equipment. Those are those orange and red triangles. Those are required by law in the state of Minnesota to have on that farm equipment. Another big issue we see when a lot of crashes happen is when farm equipment are making left turns onto or off of a road. So they're crossing into the opposing traffic's lane. So although it may give, you know, add more time to your trip, we really encourage you to avoid left turns when you can. So again, you may need to make a right turn to kind of go around the block a few times to get the right direction. But we really recommend avoiding left turns when you can. And then of course, for vehicles that are on the road, right? If we're in our own vehicles as well, remembering that farm equipment are people at work, right? These are people doing their job. We need to all share the roadway together. Many of us use roadways to complete our work in some way. And so it's helpful, I know, for me to remember that this is somebody who's at work doing their job. Their purpose is not to inconvenience us. And so we need to share the road together, be cautious around farm equipment. And always, 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 my heads up to people in vehicles is to just keep in mind that farm equipment is always moving so much slower than you think it is. So if you're coming over a hill and you see a tractor or combine up ahead, slow down immediately. You are going to catch up to them a lot faster than you think you will. And that is another very common incident that happens, is farm equipment being rear-ended. So we can all play different roles in keeping roadways safe, whether we're the ones operating the equipment or we're sharing the road with that.
Any advice as far as those breaks and farmers taking care of themselves during the busy fall fieldwork time?
Yes. You know, harvest is stressful. I know that. And I know that right now farming can be stressful, right? There's always so many things to worry about, regulations, prices, the weather, etc. A lot of uncontrollable factors. So this is just a reminder to focus on the things you can control. So namely, that's usually your attitude, how you show up to things, and also how you're caring for yourself under times of stress. That may not sound important, but I know from personal experience, it is much easier to take on a busy day with, you know, a good meal in your system and a couple extra hours of sleep, you know, 7 at least if you can, versus 3 hours of sleep and a gallon of coffee and nothing else, right? So I really encourage people to just think about what are those small things you can do to, again, get a little more nutrition, to take some breaks. So if you've been in the tractor all day, just getting up to walk around for 5 minutes. That's going to help your physical health, your circulation. You know, if you're somebody that suffers from back pain like I do as well, that's going to help alleviate some of that as well when you've been sitting all day. So yeah, I really encourage people that, again, it doesn't need to be this whole big health journey that you go on during harvest, right? But just remembering that you are also an asset to your farm and you want your assets performing at their best, right? You want them at their best, and that includes you. So just like you maintain and fuel your equipment, you need to maintain and fuel yourself as well.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at LinderFarmNetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest in farm news and market information from your local LFN affiliate.